As of this early Monday morning, the New York City subways will reduce their overnight cleaning sessions by 2 hours. Yet, as Sydney Pereira of Gothamist reports, these interruptions may no longer be necessary.
New Yorkers won't be regaining 24/7 subway service this week, even though scientists say it's abundantly clear that coronavirus mostly spreads through the air or close contact, and not really via surfaces. But Columbia University epidemiologist Dr. Jessica Justman says a little hygiene theater can be important for reducing anxiety.
It just instills confidence so that people are more likely to take the subway, and I don't want to underplay that.
Perceptions of safety are useful, but to truly minimize COVID risks, she says people must keep up their distancing, double masking, and hand cleaning.